The Grand Avenue Bridge is officially open. Hundreds gathered on its new deck yesterday for a ribbon-cutting ceremony. People are radiant, and for good reason. They just endured something historic. Here's Glenwood Springs Mayor Mike Gamba. The bridge construction, he says, required
the largest sustained detour in the history of the United States.
And it's now over. Traffic will no longer be rerouted onto Midland Avenue. Tom Newland of the Colorado Department of Transportation says weather is one reason for the speedy finish. Also, people stopped driving so much, which made it so the contractor could move materials and workers as efficiently as possible.
So that reduction in traffic really made things run smoothly.
Another reason for the early opening? According to Aaron Cordova, who's a superintendent on the project, it's because of good, focused management.
The team on this project just... They plan their work, and they work their plan, and they did a fantastic job.
For many, maybe most, the reopening couldn't come sooner. A young man who introduces himself as Belt Buckle Bobby has been commuting up Valley from West Glenwood. He's a landscaper, so he's needed to drive his truck every day to haul a trailer full of tools.
My commute was 20 to 40 minutes in the morning, and then about an hour and a half to 2 hours in the afternoon.
After the speeches and the photos, the crowd crosses the bridge. Police herd everybody to the sidewalks, and then they remove the big orange cones, and the first cars drive across.
Oh, there it is!
Wyatt Orme, Aspen Public Radio News.